as we change as spiritual and emotional beings, we should not be surprised or stunned or taken aback in any way that the earth itself is changing along with the changes within ourselves. Don't you think that makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
And so we're growing, we're expanding, we're evolving. Strange enough, the earth is doing the same thing. And here's the best way for me to look at it. We've gone through about a 4,000 year age of the mother, if you will, that we went through a motherly age, a Garden of Eden age, hunter-gatherer societies, everybody was picking fruit off the trees, you know, everybody was living like Tarzan, if you will. And we've gone through another 4,000-year age of the father, if you will, that the climate began to change, the world became kind of subarctic, if you will. We began with the development of agriculture, therefore property had to be owned, therefore women were owned along with that property, therefore wars happened, therefore spoils were taken, and you have this whole militaristic kind of violent society that's all based on the ownership of property. Now, beginning right around the turn of the 20th century, as we enter into the age of Aquarius, and as we shift from the 2,000-year Piscean age into the next phase of Aquarius, which happened, the last time it happened on Earth was 26,452 years ago, last Tuesday, I think. As this shifts now, we now have what I call the aeon of the child, where we have the balance now between the masculine and the feminine. We have this child that's rising up, and if you look at civilization today, we are just now moving into puberty, if you will. You can literally see the pimples exploding in the forms of, you know, volcanoes, the changes in the body in form of earthquakes and tremors and ruptures and what have you.
Well, does this mean that's a good evolution?
Yeah, we're going to where we're supposed to be, and where we're supposed to be is going to be all of these lies and all these illusions are going to fall away. After this year, the most important trend in the United States and the world is going to be the formation of true spiritual communities that are going to be much more focused on a greater spiritual truth and greater good than money or economics. And with that being said, I think various collapses and crushes, crushing aspects and crushing things that are going to occur in the economic system are going to then, you know, give the boot to the butt, so to speak, to get people up and get them moving into forming these communities. But the largest trend, because I love studying trends, the next trend of the United States for the next 30 years is the progressed sun of the United States has now moved into Pisces. Just in brief, from 1945 to approximately 1974, the progressed sun in the astrological chart of the United States was in Capricorn, and you saw the United States kick into that Capricorn gear. You saw us kick into the world as a business. We rebuilt Germany. We structured Europe. We structured Asia.
Yes.
MacArthur went in and reset up Japan. He went in Korea. The world as a business. We built machines. We built great cars. We built Chevys and Mercury Comets. And
nobody could get close.
All these things, right, were happening. And so we were in Capricorn, man. We were in just building stuff. We built industries. Everything was hardcore. 1974, if you understood the trend, again, the progressed sun of the United States in 1974 moved into Aquarius, and 2 weeks later, Microsoft, the corporation of Microsoft, was formed. And what is Aquarius? The squiggly lines of Aquarius are not the water bearer. It's a form of electromagnetic energy. So from 1974 to November 2nd of 2004, where is the United States gone? Suddenly, all that industry began to fall away. We began to have collapses of our system because of OPEC and because of gas shortages. We began to see the limitations of the physical, if you will, the cars and the industry, what have you. And where are we at now? Everything went into the air. Everything's Aquarius. Everything went into wireless and Wi-Fi and computers and libraries on the internet, and the whole move towards computers and electromagnetic storage of information and Wi-Fi and cell phones and everything else. We're now there. The next trend, and this is the most important one that I think, is that November 2nd, the day of the election of 2004, the progressed sun of the United States, if you understand the trend, and it is so much more important to understand trends and know where the trends go, instead of specific predictions, this is going to happen next Tuesday or that's going to happen next Thursday, if you understand the trend, it allows you to make lifelong decisions, if you will, in essence, upon understanding where the wave is going to go, which gives you a much deeper essence and understanding.
Right, and you can get ready for it.
And you get ready for it, exactly. So as the wave begins to gather, you can kind of paddle on your board and, you know, jump up and surf it into shore. The next trend from November 2nd, 2004 until approximately September 17th of 2034, this next 30-year trend is going to be that as the progressed sun is in Pisces, everything that Christ represented, the whole Piscean age, if you will, what is Pisces? Pisces is water. Pisces is baptism. Pisces is tsunamis, cleansing countries by water. Pisces represents water, which means problems with water, fights over water.
Could be a drought. Yeah, droughts.
Droughts, exactly, Pisces. But it also, remember, Pisces is the greatest, what we call the feminine receptor sign in the zodiac. It has the most open heart. It is the most charitable. It is the most service-oriented. It is the symbol of Christ dying on the cross for the sins of the world. It is the symbol of Christ as the laughing servant of man, of him washing the feet of his apostles. It is all about service, about grace, about charity, but also intuition, empathy, all of the things that you're talking about in your program, whether it's healing or mysteries. And Pisces is mysteries. Pisces is deep mystery schools. Pisces is bloodlines, because that relates to water as well. Da Vinci Code, bloodline of Christ, all of these things. And the formation of spiritual communities, the formation of monasteries or nunneries or groups of people that are coming together for some kind of common purpose to be able to serve each other and serve the world. And that's the trend. And when you understand that trend towards that spirituality, and you understand that the United States is very, very much, I believe, a part of prophecy, both biblical and the other prophecies that I see, why I started the whole Prophecy Research Institute to begin with, was to show that there's a body of prophecy. There's the Bible, there's Nostradamus, there's Malachi, there's Buddhism. All of these prophecies seem to be pointing towards a similar goal, and that is the evolution and perfection and ascension of man.